from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A federal appeals court has ruled that President Trump's order restricting travel to the U.S. from several countries may take effect in part. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled on Monday that people who have no bona fide relationships to people or institutions in the U.S. may be barred from visiting. Iran has declared an official day of mourning Tuesday for the victims of Sunday's powerful earthquake along the western mountainous border with Iraq. The 7.3 magnitude quake and several strong aftershocks killed more than 400 people and left 7,000 hurt. Iraqi officials report at least 7 deaths there. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quake was centered just outside near the town of Halabja in Iraq's Kurdistan region and was felt as far away as Turkey and Israel. A Saudi-led coalition says it will reopen some airports and seaports in Yemen to allow in humanitarian aid. The action comes a week after the coalition announced a temporary closure of all ports in response to the firing of a missile from Yemen toward Riyadh. The United Nations agency monitoring Iran's compliance with a landmark nuclear treaty issued a report Monday certifying that the country is keeping its end of the deal that President Trump claims Tehran has violated repeatedly. The International Atomic Energy Agency report stopped short of declaring that Iran is honoring its obligations in keeping with its official role as an impartial monitor of the restrictions that the treaty placed on Iran's nuclear programs. This is VOA News. President Trump repeatedly praised Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte on Monday, virtually ignoring discussion of Duterte's human rights record in carrying out thousands of extrajudicial killings in his war against drug suspects. In Washington, Republican Senator John McCain, a frequent critic of Trump, said in a Twitter comment, "Human rights, obviously not a priority in POTUS's meeting with Duterte again. Sad." Irish musician and anti-poverty activist Bob Geldof returned his Freedom of the City of Dublin Award to his hometown Monday. He said he cannot hold an honor that was also given to Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi.
I don't want to be grandstanding either, but it's a sort of small personal gesture. Because Aung San Suu Kyi was extravagantly welcomed to this city, and I participated in that. I sang to her and spoke of her and raised her up on our hosannas. And it turned out that she's a killer.
The Nobel Peace Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi has come under fire internationally for failing to address what the UN has described as ethnic cleansing of the Muslim minority Rohingya in Myanmar. More than 500,000 Rohingya have fled across the border to Bangladesh to escape violence. Thousands of women marched through the streets of Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, on Monday to protest a recent congressional committee vote to make abortion illegal without exception throughout the country. Many protesters carried their children in their arms or on their shoulders, shouting, "Our bodies are ours." Some fights broke out between protesters and police when the march reached the Rio State Legislature. Police fired tear gas, but calm soon returned. Russian state-controlled media outlet RT has confirmed that it has registered as a foreign agent in the United States. The U.S. Department of Justice had given RT until Monday to register its operations or face legal action. The U.S. demand for RT's registration may be mirrored by Moscow, the Kremlin said last week. That would force outlets such as the Voice of America and Radio Free Europe, which receive funding from the U.S. Congress, to register in Russia. U.S. intelligence officials consider RT a propaganda arm tied to the Russian government. RT, however, claims it offers objective news coverage in the United States. It doesn't. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.